Now the quartet reads from the mailbag.
This first letter is from Pennsylvania. Dear Mr. Crawford, I've listened to many sermons on my radio, but none have touched my heart and soul as deeply as your talk this Sunday. Many times in my life have I turned away from my Lord, and I've been unhappy and lonely. Please pray for me.
My letter is from New Jersey. When I hear your program, I am ever mindful that I owe a greater debt than I can ever pay to you all for introducing me to my Savior. He grows more precious to me every day.
From Atlanta, Georgia, Mother writes, my 8-year-old daughter seems to be able to understand your messages better than some of the others she hears. A while back, when you appealed especially to children, she ran and knelt by the radio and gave her heart to Jesus, as you requested.
This last letter is from the war zone. Dear Mr. Crawford, the other day, Bob Hope came to our base. Of course, he did a lot to cheer the fellows up, but my heart wasn't satisfied. I cried out for something spiritual. How we do need your program. When I am down in the dumps, along comes your message and how the Lord does bless my soul.